everyone, and welcome back to Let's Talk Kashrus, presented by the Kashrus Awareness Project in conjunction with Torah Anytime. Today, I am privileged to be joined by Rabbi Shalom Fishbein, Kashrus Administrator of the Chicago Rabbinical Council. How are you, Rabbi Fishbein?
Doing great. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate you being here. With Purim coming, I'd like to speak to you about a very interesting topic related to the Yom Tov, and that is Hamantashen. We know in Halacha, many people know that when it comes to pas, bread, there are certain limitations. You're not supposed to make bread that's fleishiks or milchiks. We're afraid of people misusing it, using it at the wrong meal and things of that sort. So typically bread is made to be pariv.
Right.
Now we find by baked products, it's become very prevalent. I know on Hanukkah it's very installed to have these fancy types of donuts with pulled beef and all types of complicated things.
Right.
And we're seeing it happen now with Hamantashen as well, where there are milchika Hamantashen, we have dairy fillings, and now there are even fleishika Hamantashen, all different types of creative things.
Right.
Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael has no shortage of creativity when it comes to food items. And I'm just wondering, you, as a kashrus expert, when you see that, what's your reaction?
That's a great question, because it happens to be we're working on the sugya now of there's some pizza shops in New York that I recently went to, and they make a pizza, okay, but they first make their dough with milk and butter, and they make their pizza, but they also make garlic knots. And they sell garlic knots separately as milchig. So let's take a step back for a minute. The halacha says, like you said, that bread can't be made with schmaltz or milk because someone might come and eat it together, basar b'chalav. Unless there's two, one if it's a very small amount that you eat right away for that particular suda, and if it has on it on top of it that you can identify, oh, that's cheese. I know to keep
right.
away from that.
Right.
So pizza.
It's a good example.
It's a great
right.
example. Hamantashen, that you see the cheese or you see pulled beef sticking out of it, or in your case, you talked about the sufganiyot that has all that. So that's okay, because that's exactly what we're... Where it gets murky is something that people would not affiliate that with mm-hmm. being milchig or parv, like these garlic knots.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so let's first answer your question. Hamantashen. Hamantashen, if it's a closed hamantash, that you don't know what's going on inside, and you're the type that likes to eat it with the milk, with a glass of milk, and it happens to be pulled beef inside, it's a concern. Halachically, we focus on the things that one would eat with the other. So if one does it with the milk and they eat it with their flesh, that's a concern. So the bakeries here, or wherever they do it, they should make sure it's open so you actually can see it.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing for the other thing. But what I started was the garlic knots. That's a very interesting question. And I know a few people, the particular pizza shops that I'm talking about happen to be in the Muncie area. And they were talking to the Rabbanan Machshirim. They give their, like, how do you allow, let me ask you, what do you think about a garlic knot? Do you automatically assume that to be parv? Do you automatically assume? Because it really goes by how people view something.
I would say typically people would say that it's parv.
Parv.
Just like French fries and garlic knots, unless it's blatantly and clearly milchig,
right.
I would think it's parv. So unknowingly, someone may eat that when they're fleishig, really.
I personally agree with you. The Rabbanim that were giving the hashkacha for these particular pizza shops, they were back and forth, and they decided, we'll put up a sign next to it, which leads to a whole other shiloh. Are signs good enough? Now, if you go back in Kashrus years ago, there were reputable hashkachas that were actually giving on dairy bread, and they were being soymech on the fact that it said on it, the hashkacha with the word dairy under it, that would be enough of a simen. Most places don't do that anymore today. And the reason is because halachically, once you make the bread, it has to be at the time when you make the bread that the simen's there.
Right.
Not that, later today when I get around to it, I'll put you know, a
sticker on it.
A sticker. Right. Also, you take a slice of bread out, right? When you look in the halacha, it talks about that you can see the bread, you can see the cheese, you can see the meat on top of it,
right.
And not that there was a bag that had in it, or was it from that bag or this bag, you know, it's a slice of bread. So, Baruch Hashem, we've gone away. There are a few hashkachas left to do it, but not, I'll call them not the mainstream type of hashkachas to do it anymore. I remember not so long ago, I picked up a bag of hot dog buns that had the hashkacha on it with the word dairy underneath.
Like, really?
Gee, wow. Like, I guess they only serve where he lives vegetarian hot dogs, you know?
Exactly.
So, you know, that I really don't understand, because that's a good old nichshol.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I could tell you a cute story. There's a someone I know that worked in a stadium. A frum kid working in the stadium. He made some extra dollars, you know, I guess paying his mom, whatever he was doing. And he was selling the hot dogs there, and the buns were milchig. So he wanted to know, because he can't have hana from basar b'chalav, and it's a dover goosh, a hot hot dog in the day. It was just an interesting shayla, you know. So, you know, leave that aside. But that it actually, you would think about, like, okay, I'm not going to buy, where does this come up? So that's part of this. So what this particular hashkacha did in the Mansi area is they put up a sign, and they were being soymech on that. But these are the sugyas.
Mm-hmm.
The takeaway is that anyone giving a hashkacha on these type of things needs to think about this halacha carefully and go be yored l'soich dasa adam. What's the norm? And when sometimes we don't know, we actually put out like a little survey. You know, garlic knots, what do you consider? You know, and we walk around, we ask people randomly.
What people think.
That's really what it comes down to. Because Chazal made this halacha so that people shouldn't come to eat it.
Right.
I walked into a bakery not so long ago, where, not in Chicago, and they had just finished making, they must have been about 25 big loaves of dairy bread. And they were going to serve it at a breakfast, and, you know, they actually baked it then, and then the following week was going to be the party. And I turned to the Rabbi Machshas, and ultimately they had to throw them all out.
Really?
Yeah, because they made dairy bread without the smanim on top, and the fact they were going to, you know, he said, "I'm sorry," and they actually had to throw it out. So it's kind of an unknown, little known halacha that the Rabbanim have to keep in mind.
Yeah, and I think with, let's say, you were talking about a fleishik hamantash where you see the meat, a milchik hamantash, if it's, let's say, a dairy caramel filling. Just by looking at it, you don't really know that it's milchiks.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. If it's a cheese of some sort, maybe some will know. But a dairy hamantash?
Right.
You know,
But I don't want to get away from an important thing. Yeah. Is that when Chazal made the halacha was said mostly for
bread, right.
Hamoitzi.
Right.
Pasav avakistanin generally is has a basic leniency with these things, you know. So we never got really into the donuts and all these things because it's really something that's bread like, something that you would eat like bread, or let's say even a cracker. Can you imagine the cracker at the kiddush with to the liver happening to be milk? That's the type of thing. But all these, so hamantashen, you can make an argument to say that maybe it doesn't go in the getter of bread.
Right.
But again, that's up to the Rav Machshir. Our job at Kashrus Awareness is to bring awareness that people should think about these things, especially as you're right, as Perm comes up. You know, these are the type of things that before you reach for that glass of milk and the hamantashen, or you love to have a piece of cold cuts on top of your hamantashen, which, you know, that's another conversation.
Right.
If that's your taste. Think about these halachas.
No, you're right. The goal here is to educate. We always say an educated consumer is your best customer, as Cy Sims used to say.
Cy Sims, yeah.
So that's really the goal over here. And Hashem, the people who watch this and listen to this will now have the knowledge that if they're going into a store and they're buying, at least they'll know, you know, maybe I should ask, are these hamantashen, milchiks, fleishiks, par, whatever it is, and just be more aware about it. So
right, but I want to add to that it's also the people making it, because if the Rav says it's not good, there's no fixing.
Right.
Like the story that I told you with those 25 breads, once you made it the isser, you can't, like, okay, I'll cut into small pieces, or I'll sprinkle, you know, it has like a chefsa shalifser, if we can get along this for a minute.
Right.
So it works both ways. So it's not just for the consumer, but also those making it.
Got it. Thank you so much.